What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy Calvin, the new trader, checking in for another Grand Slamming episode, Forex Beginner Podcast. Man, oh man, oh man, I feel good today. And listen, we're going to talk about exit indicators, all right? Now, when you're trading in the foreign exchange market, you have gotten your strategy. You know when you want to get in. You actually see that setup. You see that strategy. You take that entry on that trade. Now, the next thing you need to know is, when do you get out of the trade? Because sometimes price is not going to hit the area that you anticipated it to hit. It's not going to hit that area where you want to see it go to in order to take your profit out of the market. Sometimes it's going to go halfway there. Sometimes it's going to go just, you know, a little bit there, and then it's going to turn back around. So when do you get out of the trade? All right. Now, there are two different ways that you can possibly exit a trade, and I want to talk about these main two ways today. So buckle up your seatbelt, get ready, and we're about to get another episode started right after thanking our sponsors. Let's go.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to the Forex Beginner Podcast with Calvin, the new trader. On this podcast, you'll get daily motivation, encouragement, and Forex trading tips as Calvin, the new trader, shares his journey with you.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy, it's your cousin, it's your friend Calvin, the new trader, reporting live from beautiful sunny South Florida. I hope you are doing well. This is the podcast where we bring you that daily motivation, inspiration, as you work your way to becoming a consistently profitable Forex trader. Welcome, 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 and again, welcome. It feels good to be here with you today on this beautiful day. Listen, I hope you are doing well. Hope your family's doing well. I just want to say today that it is a beautiful day to want to better your life. It is a beautiful day to want to grow in the skill set of trading in the largest financial market in the world, which is the Forex market, better known as the foreign exchange currency market. Now, today we're going to talk about exit indicators. All right. Now, this is something that I'm actually dealing with right now. I'm actually in a trade right now on the US dollar compared to the Japanese yen. We call it UJ, USDJPY. And I'm in this trade right now, and I'm kind of going back and forth on, Calvin, should you get out of the trade when price breaks current structure? Or, Calvin, should you set and forget? Should you take the trade, hold the trade until it hits your stop loss? Which of the two are you going to do? And so these are the two main ways to exit a trade. Now, I can tell you from experience, it's all about picking one. Because if you are trading, especially if you are growing an account, if you want to grow a small account into a bigger amount of money, or if you are looking to get funded with simulated prop firm accounts and you're looking to pass a challenge in order to access those simulated funds, you definitely need to pick one, because if you go back and forward, it's going to mess up your end result. Okay. So let's start with number one. And actually, let me check my trade right now. Okay. So we're still doing good right now. All right. So number one, the first way is the way that I have naturally adapted, right? Once I get into a trade, I define my risk. How much money am I looking to risk on this particular trade? Typically, if I'm doing a funded challenge, I typically risk about half of a percent. That means if I'm doing a 100K prop firm challenge, that means I'm going to risk about $500 per trade. If I'm doing a 50K prop firm challenge, that means I'm going to risk about $250 per trade. All right. Now, again, these are prop firm challenges. So these funds are not actual real funds that I'm risking. These are just funds that I'm trading in order to pass the evaluation to get funded. And then once I get a funded account, I'm trading in these simulated accounts, but I'm getting paid based on the money that I actually make on those simulated accounts. Okay. Now, what I typically do is I say, hey, if I'm risking half a percent on the trade, 500, or maybe 250 on the trade, I'm looking to make at least double that, okay? All right, now I'm really aiming for three times, four times that, but I need to at least make double that. So I set my first take profit at double whatever my risk is. And so I want to see price make it to that next point, right? That point where I have doubled my risk. Now, typically I'll say, hey, I'm willing to just set my stop loss, set my take profit at double the risk, and I'm willing to let the odds play out. So if it reverses, if it goes into profit and then reverses, I'm willing to watch price come all the way back, take me out of profit, take me back into the negative, and stop me out because I want to trust my setup. Now, I have noticed, and I will say this, I have noticed that sometimes if you go into profit, let's say, for instance, you go into profit, you know, a couple $100s, right? And it starts to reverse and you notice that, hey man, it looks like it's going to reverse. I have noticed sometimes that you can take that profit early, take that little bit of profit, get back into the market and look for more setups throughout the week. And then you'll get those bigger trades as the week progresses. And then you'll find yourself on top a little bit more because you took profit. Okay. I have noticed that, but the issue that I have with taking profit early because you sense the market is going to reverse is that sometimes the market doesn't reverse. It pulls back a little bit to continue to move further. And now you mess up your probabilities because now you're going to be eating yourself alive saying, man, I should have stayed in. Man, I should have stayed in. Man, I should have stayed in. And then on the next trade, you stay in and that one happens to be a loser. So what I've noticed for me personally is that it's really good to just set and forget. Once you define your risk, that's your risk. You're going to hold that trade. If it goes into profit and then it reverses, hey, whatever. I anticipated price should go to this next level. My strategy works a certain way. I know that my strategy gives me these moves. It should go to that next level, right? And then you just bite the bullet, basically. And so right now, I'm in a dilemma where, you know, I'm up in pretty good profit, but I see price pulling back. Okay. And so my dilemma starts to be, okay, Calvin, you're up this nice profit. Should you now start taking some profit off or should you now just let the trade play out? And so I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to let the trade play out. All right. I'm not going to take, you know, half a profit, partial profit. That's what some traders do. They'll get up into profit and then take half of their position off and things like that. I think that's a great way to manage a trade, but it requires too much thinking. And I believe for me to keep trading simplistic, the less thinking, the better. Hands down. The less thinking, the better. And so the less I'm thinking, the less I'm going back and forth on decisions and all that stuff, the better. Now, I will say this. If you systemize where you take profit, that can definitely help you. So if you're systemizing, hey, when price reaches these certain areas, I'm going to be reducing my position size. I'm going to be taking profit as price goes up, let's say 5 pip movements or 10 pip movements. And what pip movements are is it's how we measure movement in the market, right? So every time price goes up 5 pips, 5 movements, boom, I'm taking profit, right? You can do that. That's a systemized way of doing things. For me, I like trading more of the hands-off way, meaning once I've made my decision, I've gotten my entry confirmations, I'm getting into the trade, I want to trust that trade to play out, all right? And so it all depends on what works better for your particular situation. But these are just some basic ways that I have seen traders that I'm growing with and other traders that are more experienced than me take profits and exit trades, all right? So something for you to think about today, which way works better for you? Is it setting and forgetting, accepting your risk? Is it taking partial profit as your trade goes into profit? Or is it literally once you see price getting ready to reverse, just taking what you have and just being done for the day? I said it was 2, but it's kind of 3 different ways. But which way works best for you? I would love to know. You can drop it in the review section along with a 5-star review. Let us know how this podcast is benefiting you and helping you on your trading journey. Listen, God bless you. Take care. And I wish you nothing but success. Now, if you're interested in getting funded with a prop firm simulated account, there's no other prop firm that I would recommend than Blue Guardian. They are the sponsor of this podcast, and they are a prop firm that is really changing the game in terms of leveling the playing field for us traders, making us traders feel like a firm really wants to see us be successful, all right? They have this tool called the Guardian Protector, which allows you to control your risk, all right, before you even take a trade. You can set a percentage limit in your back office as soon as you sign up for your account, before you even get into a trade, and you can tell your back office, hey, I only want to lose 2%. I only want to lose 3%, right? And this will protect you just in case you get a little undisciplined or get a little emotional in the market, all right? And so Blue Guardian, not only that, but they have, you know, no rules, no restrictions as far as your trading. You don't have to worry about setting the stop laws. You can hold trades, take trades, doing news. You can hold over the weekend. They are pretty much open and allowing you to trade however you trade, all right? So if you're interested in getting started with Blue Guardian, check out the link in the description and use coupon code NEWTRADER, the number one at checkout, and we'll get you 10% off on your next simulated challenge. Again, that's coupon code NEWTRADER, the number one. That'll get you 10% off your next funded challenge. All right. Talk to you next time. Peace.